Blog Talk Radio.
Besides, relationships are for people that are just waiting for something better to come along.
Spoken like a cynic.
I'm not a cynic. I'm a realist.
Who are a realist masquerading as a cynic who is secretly an optimist.
Signature and Jackie, we're all sisters with different opinions, so for the next hour, we're going to talk about... Good evening and welcome to the Every Woman Talk Show. I am Natay. I'm one of your co-hosts for the evening. And I believe I have Sig on the line. Sig, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Sig. How you doing?
I'm doing peachy today.
That's good. We are waiting for, I think we're waiting for Jackie and Uli to join us, but today is April 15th, and we want to thank all of our callers for listening in, and we hear some noise or something in the background, I think a TV or something, but today is April 15th, and it's tax day. So how's that looking for you, Sig? Tax day.
I hate tax day. Oh.
You know what? So do I. So, see, I file mine at the very last second on tax day because I owe. So do you you file yours early or you wait to the last minute?
My accountant handles that. I have no idea what day it's filed. I don't care.
Okay.
It's no big deal when you owe the government.
Yeah, I can't stand that. I owe them, too. So what's going on down there in ATL tonight?
It's cold today. Okay, I don't want to say it's freezing because it's not as cold as somewhere else, but it was nice and warm this morning, and this afternoon the wind came whipping around the corner like I was at home in Chicago, and I was not happy. I had on a little suit that was not winter ready.
It's raining, and it was raining up here. Are y'all getting some rain down there?
The sun came out this afternoon, but it might as well stay behind the clouds. That's how bad it was.
Yeah, it's cold up here, too. Now, the newscaster said that it might be a little bit of snow, and, you know, the winter was hard enough. We cannot do any more snow. So I'm hoping that's just
I don't know what you guys did to the weather gods in that corner.
No.
You guys get beat up every season, no matter what it is. That corner is getting pounded.
Yeah, It's not good. It's not good. My mom is down there in ATL. She's visiting. She's hanging out. So, yeah, she is down there getting some of that deep down south love.
Yeah, but you had a little taste of hello when you're coming home today.
I guess so. But now we're going to get into our hot topics. Just one thing I want to bring up, and everybody's been talking about it, that Mimi Foss, the little sex tape she's made. Have you heard about that? You got any opinions, any thoughts about that?
I don't know who Mimi Foss is.
Okay. Mimi Foss, which I guess now all of a sudden she's a celebrity, quote-unquote, because of the tape that she's made, but she's on one of those reality TV shows, the Love & Hip Hop, I believe it's Atlanta, and she has a baby with that producer Stevie J guy. I don't really watch the show too much, but I've seen all this hoopla over this sex tape that she's made with her boyfriend. And people are comparing her to the Kim Kardashian brand because we all know Kim released a sex tape, or it was leaked, whichever way she wants to, you know, claim it. But Kim, you know, had a tape out there, and Kim became famous because of the tape. So now Mimi has done this tape with her boyfriend. And so the question is, if people are wondering or asking, can a black woman become famous and after releasing a sex tape? Can she get, you know, clothing lines, and can she marry a famous dude? You know, won't she get all this notoriety?
I don't think Kim Kardashian became so much famous as infamous. And there's a big difference in the two. Fame you want. Infamy you don't. Kim Kardashian is more hated than loved. And the whole story behind how that tape got out, I mean, did her mom pimp her? Did she do this on purpose? It's just ridiculous. If you do a tape with your significant other, and that's cool. That's between the two of you. If you want to release it to the world, that's on you as well. Be prepared for the fallout. I don't know that it's going to help her as so much as hurt her, and I don't think it has anything to do with race because sex tapes have been all over the place. Okay. They brand you. You can get past some of them depending on how it's played, how you react to it, or how you ride it out. So I don't know about the tape. I don't do Real Housewives or Real anybody of anything. Not my ticket. But I just don't know where they think that this is really necessarily a good thing. Unless you are trying to become the next porn star, I don't see the purpose of it.
Well, for a sex tape, true. But, you know, the reality, these reality actors, they are, some of them are getting a lot of buzz, like the Nene's and all that. Well, the Nene's, let's just say that. She went from reality superstar, reality person, to Dancing with the Stars. Some people would say that was success. Some people would say, you know, it is just her 15 minutes of fame and she just got lucky.
For her, I don't watch her show, but I keep hearing her name and I hear people talking about her, especially here in Atlanta. For her, I think it's the fact that she has a personality.
Yeah.
If you have charm, charisma, and personality, I don't care what you do, you're going to move up, move out, and move around and become this person that you want to be. Considering the amount of money that's in her bank account, I think it's more than 15 minutes of fame.
Well,
really. And she's not just some hood rat acting like a hood rat for the sake of acting like a hood rat. She does have personality and charisma. She is marketable. It's about level of marketability. She is marketable.
So you think she's marketable to do what? To do, because, you know,
do
some people say, like,
she
all
wants
she just,
to do. Because
she's
just
attitude,
do a
she's ratchet.
Line, and she may be. But the thing about it is, this is the difference. You have people who, and this is just how I see it, you have people who are them, and they embrace their them. And I don't know if she's so much hood or ratchet as she is Mimi. I think people want to emulate her so much. I watch people at
really?
The center I go to. I'm like, people want to emulate her, and I'm like, why? But that's your choice. But the thing about it is when you present your you are marketable because then your natural personality, your natural you is going to shine. And if you have that ability to capture people's attention and keep it, then you're original and you're real. And no matter what she does or how she does it, like I said, I've never seen the show, But it's something about her because, like I said, her bottom line tells it all. 15 Minutes of Fame, she didn't just put a dress in a boutique. She has her own everything. She's doing what she wants to do, and she's doing it her way. And I think she's honest and she's real about who she is. And that's how she's able to do stuff like Dancing with the Stars. And she can transcend and do other things if she wanted to. That she's doing something to portray an image of this is how a black woman is in Atlanta, because that's not necessarily true. Everybody black not running around like that.
No, and everybody black is not, you know, throwing people under the bus. Everybody black is not, you know, coming off with attitudes all the time. I've watched the show, and I guess it just depends on the audience that's out there. Of course, some people love that type of, you know, I got attitude and I'm this and I'm better. Some people love that and they want to emulate that, and some people kind of, you know, go for the sisterhood. So, I don't know. Nene, I can take her or leave her, but I've never heard anybody say that they wanted to be like her. So that's a little different.
God. You got to be in Atlanta. You can see it, and then when you start, you just, you know, I don't just ask people things. I have conversations to learn what I can. And just having conversations with people, and I'm like, so you guys think she's a role model? And they're like, yes, oh, my God, da-da-da-da-da. And I said, oh, okay, would you want your son to marry someone who portrayed themselves like that? And they don't have a problem with that. And I have to honestly say, for her to be able to present like she does, it's got to be natural. She's got to be presenting her natural self. So she's embraced herself.
I definitely
herself.
See that. I definitely believe she's presented her natural
embraced
self
because
she's
who
insane.
She is. Because she's not one of those people that, oh, you need to do this, you need to do that. Because then they put people on reality shows and they tell you, act a total and complete fool. And you know your mama would slap you for real, if you wasn't sending her money. But I think she's her, and she's genuine, and people tend to cling to genuine. I don't care what your genuine is. If you're genuine, a fool, but you carry that well. And so you're just my friend who's the fool, and people can say what they want to say, but my friend is real. He embraces him. She embraces her. And for me, that's what counts with people. That's a matter of accepting people for who they are and not trying to change them. And I honestly believe if I ever had an opportunity to meet her, it would be something about her and the fact that that's her, that's her character,
Hello.
That's her personality, and you embrace it.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
You can't hear me?
Hello? I can hear you.
Hey,
you hear me?
Hey, I can hear you. Nate.
Oh. Hey, Nate.
Hey. So we were just talking about... Hello?
Are we live? Because I don't know what's
going on.
Yeah,
we are. Yeah, we're live, and we started off talking about
heard.
The Mimi. Okay. And so we
I
were
heard
talking
a lot
about,
of what you were saying. And
okay. Okay.
And
so
here's my take. You know, I got to jump right in because I've been listening to you guys for a couple of minutes. If you haven't watched it, then you really can't give an opinion on whether she's ghetto or not, if she's real or not. Nene is not the same Nene she was when Housewives first came on a few years ago. She is very commercialized now. She is very Hollywood now. She's not real anymore. She's very fake. Extremely real, extremely a black sister who said what she had to say, did what she was going to do, and that's it. She's very, very fake now. My opinion, I watched it. I watched both seasons. I stopped watching it because they're all full of it, every single one of them. So I stopped watching it because it's like, it's boring. It's boring after a while. So I stopped watching. Is she ghetto? I mean, you know, what's your definition of ghetto? You know, it really depends. If she ratchet, that's what's your definition of ratchet. It really depends on what you think or how you feel. I personally feel like she's just fake. She's just extremely fake now. She's not the person she was when she first came on the scene. And, you know, that's just how it is. I don't even know why we're even talking about these stupid, dumb reality shows when there's nothing reality about any of them.
Well, they're definitely scripted, but, you know, we talk about it because people watch it. I mean, I never, and we're going to go to commercial break after this, but I never watched it first season, so I didn't know anything about her. I just think that she has found something that, you know, a way of acting, a way of being that garners a lot of attention, garners a lot of money, garners a lot of posting, just garners a lot of hoopla. So she's found something, I like to call it ratchet, that works for her, and she's running with it.
She'll have her 15 minutes of fame, and then she'll be a nobody in a few years. You know, when you come out and all is everything about you is who you are as a black woman, as a black woman. I'm that doesn't last long, honey, in Hollywood. I don't last long in Hollywood. So she will have her little 15 minutes of fame now. She'll have her whatever she's doing in her, I heard that she has a line now. I don't know what the girl does, but I don't even pay her any attention anymore. Everybody has a cold freaking line now. Yo, you needed somebody to design a couple things and put it out there. I could do that. You, any of us can do that. The reason why she's going to make a little bit of money is because she's being seen on TV. Doesn't necessarily mean that her product is a great product. It's just that her name is out there right now, and these silly young black women think that she's somebody. So they're going to patronize the same house.
It's not just the young black women. It's the black women our age.
I'm talking about young. When I say young, I don't mean teenagers. I mean from 20 to 50. They're young black women. Anybody in their right mind past 50 is not thinking, oh, yeah, she wants, nobody's thinking that. I'm almost 50, and I damn sure don't feel like that. So I know that the older women older than my group can definitely not be, unless you're just like her, ratchet and ghetto.
Well, you know, I guess it just goes to show that, you know, different people love different things. My thing is you just got to be careful with the attitude and I'm this and I'm that, because the same people you saw on the way up are the same people you will see on the way down. And not that I'm wishing anything negative for her. You know, I can't knock her hustle. But my thing is you cannot buy into your own hype. You can't. It doesn't work. But anyway, enough of Nene. Tonight our topic is online dating, and we just want to invite all of our listeners to call in at 646-478-4507. We want to hear about your experiences with online dating, and we're going to share ours, how we think, how we feel about it, you know, what's going on with online dating. So, DJ, please take us to a music break. Don't go anywhere, and we'll be right back.
Shadow,
you are now in the relation with Slow Jam Jam Tape Show on Shadow World Radio. You are now listening to the Relations Flow Jams show with your host, Mr. Nell.
Thank you, and we are back. Thank you. Thank you to
Hello.
All of our callers. Hello.
Hey,
thank you to all of our
ahead.
Callers and listeners for calling in each week. Welcome back to the Every Woman Talk Show. Again, it's another hot ladies' night with another hot topic. And before we get into our topic, I just want to, you know, again, thank all of our listeners for calling in and supporting us each week, whether you listen in online or whether you call in. We really appreciate the love and support. And again, I want to remind everyone that the Relay for Cancer event is June 14th at Shabazz High School in Newark, New Jersey, and we need your support. So you can donate to the Every Woman Talk Show team by going to relayforlife.org, enter our team name, the Every Woman Talk Show, and please make a donation to help us support cancer awareness. And you can also support a Relay for Life event in your area. So check out their website and see how you can support your local area. But now our topic tonight is online dating. Oof. Now, you know, some people have met the love of their lives online dating. And for some people, it's been a hot mess. Like for me personally, I met a guy online, and when I went to meet him, he had one eye. Didn't tell me that on phone, anything like that. And when I saw that little eye, that socket right there with no patch, that little socket, I screamed and I ran out the restaurant.
Oh, my God.
So, We're talking about online dating tonight, and we really want our callers to call in and share your experiences, share your thoughts with us. Our call-in number is 646-478-4507. You know, let us know how it's going for you. Let us know how it went for you, and just let us know what you think. So, ladies, the question tonight, we're just having an open forum, any and everything about online dating. Sid has been, you know, joining some sites. But, see, we want to know how's it been going for you, what you've been doing, what's going on with your online dating experience.
It's over.
But how did it go?
It was hilarious. It on those ones like eHarmony and Match.com where they ask you a million questions so they can get the person who best fits your profile, they give you the person who best fits what you said. And the person that you get is not necessarily the person for you. And what I did was I joined a bunch of online dating sites. I pursued the online dating thing with the business permission, of course. And I got to meet the people in my area. I actually set up a meet, is what I was calling it. And I was honest with them. You know, we're doing a show, and I can't talk about something for real unless I have the experience. I don't talk about it. I've never done online dating. So I had a ball meeting the people. And what I ended up doing once we met, I'd pay for dinners and everything, with coffee, whatever we did. And what I ended up doing was just getting their experience from what they went through, what happened or whatever. My conclusion is that online dating is just like dating in real life. You get the people that can, somebody say, well, you need to call this guy or whatever. Or you see somebody, you exchange numbers with them. You don't really know anything. You just know what you see. And it's like online dating. You know what you see, what you read. And then when you get to talking to that person, you may realize that, well, what they said on the phone, what they said online, the words that you've read, the words that you've heard, not necessarily a true picture of them. I think it's just as easy to lie to people in person as it is online. Can you do it a little more in depth online? Of course. You can say you're 6'9" or whatever, and you're really 5'1". You know, and the height difference is the thing that got me because I'm like, I'm 5'2". There's just no way anybody could be my height or shorter than me. Yes, one man's profile said he was 6 feet tall, and he was my height.
That's what's crazy. How do you do that?
Wait, think you're only 5'2"?
Yeah.
Oh, Natalia, you should feel good about that.
I'm 5'2.5", so I got to get that little half in there. Don't forget. But now, big question. Did you find the majority of the people that you met, they were honest about their profile and what they look like, or were the majority of the people dishonest?
Now, it varies from age ranges, because, I did age ranges. I had to see, was it going to be a difference from the people that are 20 and the people that are 50? And it varies. I think men in their teens lie a whole lot more than men that are older, because they feel like they can pull it off. Men in their 20s lie almost as much as men in their teens, because, again, they think they can pull this off or they can fake it until they get it right. Men in their 30s start to realize, I can't tell too many lies. So, okay, I'm not 6 feet, I'm 5'11", I'm 6 feet with Tim's on. Thank you. Men in their 40s and above are like, I am 5'8.5", barefoot stocking, you know, I've got gray hair. They're more honest because they're more secure and sure of who they are. And I think that for them, I met 7 of the guys, age 40 and above, who were so secure in who they were. They were so close to the damn online profile. When I did meet them and get to spend time with them, I felt like I knew them already. And everybody else, I was like, what you clearly stated, and I printed out your profile, boo, don't lie to me. See what it says right there? And now you're saying something different. But I was honest with them about, you know, after we got to the meet, I'm not available for dating. I'm just doing this for research because I've never done it before, and I get a kick out of doing things like this. But and the more I talk to people, I've had 50 dates. Since we first talked about this.
You have how many dates?
50.
Shoot, I best go to get back online.
But my whole thing was, okay, I got to do this, and I need to see. You know, I don't have time to be playing these little games online. I got to push this to a meet, you know, right now, as soon as possible. And so my goal was to do at least 50. And so I had a ball. I've made some friends. And this one guy's like, oh, you are so wrong. I said, but I'm paying. I'm paying, and I'm honest right now. I'm being honest with you. Everything on my profile was true. That's really me. But I'm not available for dating. That's the only lie I told. I was up front with that as soon as we met.
Do you feel like when you said it's almost the same thing as dating? You know, we had talked about when we decided to do this show, we had talked about that the cable show that tricked people. For me, I think it's more like a blind date than the actual dating in itself, because when you're dating someone, you met them somewhere, and you saw them physically already, so you don't have to worry about the missing eye socket when you get there.
Yeah.
So for me, it's more like
right.
My girlfriend hooking me up on my you know, the profile may be the same, it may not be the same, and some of the things it may be saying may be untrue, and that's very well true with everybody, but you get to know that person as you get to know that person. But I need to know what you look like before I waste my time coming out to meet you.
Well, they have the pictures and stuff. And for them,
one guy was 46.
Well,
he said he was 46. His picture was when he was 32.
Right.
He used to be a bodybuilder, and I love the gym, and I love a gorgeous piece of eye candy. So, of course, his picture caught my attention. Hell, I hit on him first. I was like, damn. And he's 46? Oh, shit, I need to meet him. Yeah, right. Apparently, he doesn't have any muscle memory left. It's all fat now, mostly.
See?
And the first thing I said to him was I felt bad because, I mean, he has such a nice voice and everything. And I was like, I felt really bad because I didn't tell you the whole truth. And he was like, what's the whole truth? I said, I'm really not available for dating. This is what I'm doing. I said, but I don't feel bad because you don't look like this picture. I printed everything out on these people because I wanted to know I'm serious about what I'm saying. This is not nothing fake. I printed stuff out, and I'm like, you don't look like this. Oh, that's when I was 32. Then I need you to update your profile picture. I have my laptop with me.
I have seen some.
Can we take a picture right now and update it?
I'm like, really? Really? You don't have a recent picture of you from 30 years ago? Really?
Yes. Exactly.
Oh, my God. There was a guy who was 60, and the picture was his son.
This is sad.
I have heard some very remarkable stories. Remarkable stories. And I've also heard some harder ones. Like, my sister is big on dating online. She's big on it. She meets people from all over the place. And my thing is this. What are you meeting someone who lives in California for unless you want to pick up and reroute yourself to California or Texas or anywhere outside of a 50-mile radius? I don't know if I want to date you because I like to be with you as much as possible. That's just me. So,
right.
I never understood her. So it worked. I never understood her. Like, oh, I'm going to Texas. Oh, I'm going. I was like, girl, they're going to find your ass cut up in a box and shit back to us. You keep doing it.
But you
do have to be careful. And
you
and
have to be very careful. But that's in any dating situation.
But for her, she wasn't dating to look for the special one. She's just in a dating phase. She just wants to date right now. So she wasn't looking for anybody to settle down.
And I think that makes a difference because then she's not faced with, I got to pick up and move to the state. I don't have any family or friends, and I got to stay with somebody I'm just now getting to know. Because if you dating someone and they're even if they're in the same zip code and you guys don't live together, believe me, once you're under the same roof, things change.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're kind of looking at each other sideways.
Yeah.
So... But the whole thing, like, okay, I got them to tell their stories about their experiences and everything, and there were people that were just dating. There were people looking for the one, and they had some really funny stories. This guy was like, he met this girl. She came to the first date with a ring, explaining how she was going to get married in 6 months, and he was either going to agree that they was going to work on getting married in 6 months or she was going to have to move on. And I'm going, are you serious?
That's her first meet.
That's not necessarily true. There may be one man out there that she says that to that says that's exactly what I'm looking for.
I mean, she
got a ring. She's got her own wedding dress. She's got everything planned. She just need a husband to put in that spot.
That's a little extreme, but I'm saying, like, if you have a plan, if you got a 5-year plan, a 10-year, a 2-year, a
coming up with a 6-month to 1-year plan. I hear people say it all the time.
A 6-month plan. What I'm saying is there is someone for everyone. We may think it's a little insane. We may think it's a little insane, But there might be another insane man that she runs into that's looking for the exact same thing that she's looking for and it works for, you know?
You know, I applaud her effort, but, you know, that just,
absolutely,
it's different people. That's going to scream different things. That man,
yep,
who move really slow. It takes them forever to just say hello to you. They're just not the head at you for 6 or 7 months. And so that would scare the heck out of them. They're going to run to the hills. But, again,
yeah,
it's somebody out there for everybody, and I've realized that every situation is different, and every situation is okay for that person, so long as they understand that their situation cannot be pushed on everybody they meet. Everybody's not going to be receptive to that.
Heck no,
I mean,
that's scary.
And be talking about marrying me, I'm going to be like, marry me? You don't really know how crazy I am.
No,
we
ma'am.
Ain't going down
no,
that route. You have no idea what I drink in the morning when I first wake up. So how are we getting married? So, but, I mean, that's her process, and I'm sure she'll be married within her 6 months. That's what she wanted to do. If you want to do something, go full-blown ahead on it and put all your effort into it. You will get what your heart desires.
Yep.
You may not get what you need.
If you don't have a plan, or if you don't stick to what you want, you're never going to get it. You're never going to find it. You're going to always be settling or coming up with what the other person wants. So if you don't, and I've learned that the hard way, you know, I've learned that the hard way, been married, have kids, been, you know, long-term relationships. But it's always been, I've always been a real calm one that, you know, we're going to float it however it go, knowing that I want more, knowing that I have, you know, for me, I don't want to be somebody's girlfriend at 50 years old, you know.
Right.
So there are things in my life that I had to change when I start thinking about it because I'm not getting what I want out of it.
Holly, let me ask you. When you, this is the question that came up because, of course, some people were divorced. When you first were divorced from your husband, how long before you started dating?
Oh, my God. First of all, I had a crazy husband, so it took a really, really, really long time because he didn't even realize the fact that we were divorced. So it took him a long time to accept the fact that, that we were no longer married. To him,
right.
I was still his wife. So,
he didn't want to let go.
Yeah, he didn't want to let go. He didn't want to let go. I got to say maybe 2 years, 2.5 years.
Okay, so when you first started dating, how was that? What was that like?
For me, it was easy because I, unfortunately, ran into people who I already knew, but we didn't know each other on that level.
So you were comfortable.
Like very comfortable, very comfortable. So it wasn't where I'm meeting some stranger. I mean, we're strangers in that aspect, but not strangers like I don't know them. You know,
like,
so
oh, my God, I've
got
to get to know this person.
Right.
We've got to have this first drink together, this first meal together.
Okay,
I know that you recently ended a relationship. Have you started back dating?
You know, it took me a minute to want to even date anybody. But yes, I am ready and I am available. And I don't say that in a means of desperation. Like, here, anybody, come on. I very much know what I want. And I'm not willing to have a casual, just, oh, I'm going to date you forever relationship. I want to be married.
Mm-hmm.
I want to have a kid and get stitched up afterwards and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But I am open and ready and on the market. I can't, you know,
How long did it take you to get to that? To that point where I want to put myself out there again. How long did it take you to get?
You know what?
Point?
It last year was the breakup. We broke up in about July. I went into January 1st saying, okay, you know what? I'm open. I wasn't necessarily ready, but I was telling myself I'm open. Okay,
well,
you know
what?
I can't wait.
Right.
Yes, I got to meet somebody else. I have to move on. I cannot sit and say, is this going to work out? Because I invested a lot of my time in myself, and I relocated from one state to another for my relationship. So you know what? Because, you know, I'm older, I'm not giving anybody too much more of my time.
More time. So absolutely.
So maybe my cutoff window is about, 6 months? If we can't come to figure something out.
So you're dating, your thing right now is not just dating just to get back out there, just to like, you're dating with a purpose.
I'm dating your
soulmate.
Yes.
Okay.
Whatever, however we call a soulmate. And
okay,
soulmate,
so
like,
only when you
soulmate.
Started dating, were you dating with a purpose?
Me?
Yeah, when you first started dating after your 2.5 years, were you dating with a purpose?
I've always dated with a purpose. I've always been you go, I'm not a casual person. I'm a, you either be, before you can even touch me, I don't know what direction we're going in. I had a friend who I was dating when I first, he was one of the first ones I let into my life who went to high school with me. We were spending a lot of time together. And after all the time we were spending together, when it started to become a little touchy, then it was, you know, I'm not really looking for a girlfriend. I said, that's cool. I respect that. And I'm not looking for a casual sex partner, so we can part ways right now. So I've never been that chick who, you touch me, like, you know that comedian says, if you kiss me, I'm your girlfriend, I'm your wife. That's
yeah. Oh, okay, let me ask you, have either of you ever tried online dating?
I have. Natalia, and my first and last time with the dude. With
That was a set down for me, too.
That was it. I mean, you know, his pictures, he was buffed and his pictures looking nice, but he had on sunglasses in every picture. So I said, you know, he's a brother. He's trying to be cool and everything. We talked on the phone for like two weeks. Never not once did he say, Natalia, you know what, I have one eye. And you know what? No offense to the people with one eye, whatever, you know, just you need to tell people. He should have prepared me.
He really should.
And so when he was an hour late to our, you know, little date or whatever, and I brought my homegirl, my friend with me, because in case anything jumped off, I needed a little bit of help. But dude walked in. He was an hour late. He was so scrawny and skinny when I saw him walk past. I said, oh, no, he did not. And when I went in, and he was at the bar, TGI Fridays in Woodland Hills, California, I tapped old boy on the shoulder, and when he turned around, with that navy blue shirt on and those black pants. When he turned around and that socket looked at, I screamed and I ran out the restaurant. And, I got myself together and I went back and I apologized. And I
oh, my God. That is, you're better than me.
You're a better woman than me. I would not have been back.
I would not have went back to apologize. Because
you have to go back.
You know what?
Everybody was staring.
I agree with Natay. I don't care. Stare at him. I don't care. I'm not embarrassed. This man is a fool. I agree with Natay. If there's something about you that's going to make me sound like, oh, everything's fine, but the look on my face is going to be like, what the hell? You might want to tell me. I wear all of my emotions on my face. My voice can fake it, but my whole body language is going to be like, you got one damn lie. You didn't tell me.
But here's the thing you need to remember. Here's the thing we have to remember. He's comfortable with who he is. So he doesn't think it's an issue.
No, if he was that comfortable,
that's a huge issue.
He would have said it.
No, he doesn't.
He would have said
it. I'm gonna tell you something. I promise you, I have these kind of people who come into my store every day. They really don't think their flaws that are really okay. For instance, I don't know if I ever told y'all the story. I used to go to get my nails in the same place for the past like maybe 6 years, and went in one day, and my girl wasn't there. Neither was the guy. So it was like, well, you know, she's good. Just go to her. I was like, cool, no problem. And I sit down, get to everybody, and my hand keeps slipping. I'm like, well, why is she not holding my hand firm enough? Like, what is the problem? She only had two fingers. And I was like, ooh. Okay. Kind of shocked me. I wasn't prepared for that. You know, I'm like, you holding my hand. And my hand kept slipping in between the two fingers because I did not know, so I wasn't paying attention. And she kept trying to grab it with the two little fingers, and it just wasn't working because I wasn't paying attention to her. So I'm like, she didn't realize she had a flaw. Shouldn't be a problem for me. Yeah, it freaked me out. It's the way her hand looked, unfortunately, it freaked me out. So I'm like, you know, I don't have a problem with it, but if I was a little more prepared for it, then maybe it wouldn't have freaked me out as much.
I really think that the preparation is key. Don't give the impression, especially if you're if he's online with sunglasses on in every picture, I don't know about that comfortable
bikini on, he was flexing. And, you know, we spoke afterwards. And the crazy thing is he wanted me to come to his house that night. Could you imagine how I've been up at his house behind locked doors, could not find my way out, screaming and looking at the socket. But
moment. Oh, my God.
I said, why didn't you tell me? And he said, you know, Natalia, he said, I did not want to scare you away. Well, what did you think you were going to do when I showed up?
That was worse, right.
And you didn't have a patch on, something. What do you think?
Right, but see, it's not saying anything. I mean, I'm like Matei. I'm not judging anybody, anything that anybody has or whatever, because to me, God does not make junk. But you really got to prepare me for your junk. It's like,
absolutely.
Like when I have clients and I talk to them forever and I email them forever – Well, before they actually meet me, I finally tell them I'm a short black woman because my signature, you would never know I'm a girl. And I had this one girl say, I thought you was this tall white man. You have this really big personality. No, I'm 5'2", and I'm black, and I'm a female. And so people go, why do you do that? I said, because when I talk to a lot of you guys on the phone, and then when I've shown up, and I go, you're expecting a white girl, wouldn't you? Or you're expecting a white man if they've never talked to me on the phone. And they're always shocked, and you cannot hide the shock of what you expected from what you get.
Mm-hmm.
So I always tell people that I am only 5'2". I am not 6 feet tall. I do wear 6-inch heels. When I first meet people, I show up in flats. It's a habit. I always do it. No illusions. This is who I am. This is what I get. Yes, all of that, that's me. That's my personality. That's who I am. But
listen,
don't want any shots.
My sister, who I said was big on dating, she said to me when I first broke up with the guy I dated for 6 years, and this was after me and my husband had divorced, and the idiot that I was like, okay, well, let's go out that way, but we're cool. And that's somebody else who I grew up with, and it lasted about 6 years. So I'm really upset. I'm hurt. I'm, you know, going through my little thing or whatever. And she was like, no, try online dating. I was like, not going to do that. No, not for me. So she's like, I'm telling you. I was like, no, not for me. So she makes this whole profile. I don't even know. Didn't even know. Girlfriend of mine called me and said, ooh, another friend of ours said that I was on the site. So I call. I'm like, you set up a profile of me? And you didn't even tell me. So let me tell you what this crazy chick was doing. Replying as me.
Oh, my God.
On the site.
Awesome.
On the site. So I said, yeah, that's not cool. That's not cool because everything that you're saying is nothing that I say because we're completely two different people. Like, we don't have any of the similarity. Nothing. There's nothing. Like, me and my sister are like rain.
Wait a minute. She was replying as her using your profile?
As me.
But she was using her words. She was using
her own words.
Her personality.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Right.
No.
That's
right.
Crazy. That's like a catfish.
Yeah. So, well, the only difference is the picture was me. The person just wasn't me.
Yeah, that's catfish.
Yeah, but the catfish has a completely different picture, a different person, everything. But like, they're not the same people, not the same picture.
They
nothing.
Spend hours and weeks on the phone lying to each other too. It's like,
and
what,
see, the
really?
Thing is, we are visual people. What we do sometime when we're dating is we look first and we learn later.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he probably wouldn't have cared if our personalities were different. They probably wouldn't care if our personalities. They probably never noticed that the personalities were different unless he was really into me by talking to me.
Right.
Well, talking to her, rather, thinking he's talking
yeah.
to me. So,
talking to your alter ego.
Yes, you know what? Let me see what's going on. So I go on, I meet one guy, and we talk. And he's like, oh, let's go out together. And I'm like, okay, well, let's why don't you come out this way. He comes over this way, we meet me out for dinner. Nice, really nice guy. Nice one. Next time he says, well, let's go out my way next time. No problem. I called him. I said, Michael, we was making it a week, and I said, my car is acting up. He said, well, that's what I can get you, and then we can hang out here, and then you get to stay at my house. You can bring over my bag. I was like, huh? I said, what? Bring a what? Okay.
Mm.
I closed the whole site up, closed everything. Just I was like, I can't be bothered.
But you know what? I think a lot of people, you know, and, you know, I ask everybody, so why are you doing online dating? Instead of, you know, meeting people in real life and, oh, I'm busy, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And, you know, I call everybody out, you're lying. You're desperate because it's this one guy. We were talking. He really, really cool
you
guy.
You think people
dating like,
online are desperate?
I don't think so.
I think some of them are. I think some are busy, and this is just a way to connect because, you know, technology has told us to do things differently now. But I think some are desperate because – something has happened, and they're broken when it comes to real-life meets, and it's a lot easier for them to meet behind the computer screen and then spend some time calling people if you exchange numbers or email addresses or whatever it is that you do, and taking their time to get to know people. Because a couple of people, I was like, well, you know, I'm free this weekend. Why don't we meet so-and-so, so-and-so? And this one guy was like, well, I only said yes because you seem like a really nice person. I never meet anybody that quick. And I was like, well, okay, I'm sorry. This is a whole illusion. This is what I'm really doing. And so in talking to people, and I'm like, okay, this group of people were just online desperate. Things have happened. They're really broken. They haven't gotten over some things in life as far as relationship-wise. And this group of people are just so doggone busy for real, and they've chosen this as an avenue. One guy says, I just like to meet people. And his profile did say that. He didn't say he was looking for any serious dating or anything like that. He just likes to meet people.
I think it's networking. I don't think that people online dating are desperate. I just think it's networking. Like any business function you go to meet people. So, you know, some people are people are doing online dating for a number of reasons. You know, and hey, if I luck up and go back on and meet somebody, you know, a million miles away and we decide to come together, then thank the Lord that we got together somehow online. You know, so
I think the way you meet people that just happened in your life, not like you're shopping for a man or a woman, like a pair of shoes or anything. I think the people that just pop up in your life and they just happen, I think those are the best relationships because you weren't looking for anybody. They weren't looking for anybody, and stuff just happens that way.
I don't think anybody's ever looking for anybody. Everybody wants somebody. So you may not have been like, I'm going to go to the club and meet somebody, but if you met them at that club, I just don't think that we wake up every day and it's like, I don't want to meet anybody today. This is not the day I'm going to meet anybody. I think every day if you are single and you want to be in love and you want to be with someone, I think every day that goes
to your mind. Yeah, if that's what you want. But if that's not, you're just living your life and enjoying it day to day. You may not be looking for a person. You may not say, I want to meet the love of my life or anything like that. And this person just may cross your path. And I've seen a lot of that. Not that happens. That I believe in. But, I mean, I think that online dating and dating in person, I think you can get the same type of whatever situation, circumstances, events going on either way. I don't think online dating is a bad thing. I think people lie. People lie in person.
Of course.
People post wrong pictures, and then people, I mean, come on. Remember Mama Get You Sucker when she took her whole body off and showed who she really was? Things happen. People are different. I mean, if you're going to take your butt off, you might want to warn a man before you take it off. But seriously, I don't see anything wrong with online dating. After my little experiment, I think it was just the most awesome thing in the world. Like I said, I've made some friends, and I've had a ball. And so one guy is so hilarious. One guy lives in my neighborhood. Never knew it. We go to the same tavern for drinks. We were just going at different times. Found that out.
I wish you would have called in. And again, to our listeners, if you want to share your experiences with us, please call in tonight, 646-478-4507. We would love to hear from you. And, you know, another thing to point out, too, when you're meeting some people online, and you know, not all good, not all bad, but you can have some crazy, dangerous experiences, like the Craigslist killer, and that's probably the extreme. But you can really meet some people where the situation really goes left.
If you get one inkling of being uncomfortable, one thing, there's nothing to, got some tips. Don't meet people alone. Don't meet them in private places. Don't allow somebody that you've met online to pick you up at your house for that first meet, that first date or whatever. I really recommend a day situation with broad daylight in an open space, public place. And let somebody know where you are.
Mm-hmm. And Jackie is on the line, you guys, joining us. Sorry to cut you off, but Jackie's on the line joining us. Jackie, I don't know if you know what we've been talking about, but just listening and jump right in.
I was listening to Sig's story about her online dating experiences and, you know, about people not being themselves. And I heard the conversation about, you know, some people being desperate and, you know, everybody's looking for somebody. So, yeah, I kind of got the gist of where you guys are.
Okay.
And I always just have my one success story, which isn't even my success story. Hi, first of all, you guys. I'm sorry
hi.
I'm late. So, hi you
no
guys.
Problem.
I hope you guys have had a great week. I've missed you guys all week. I was looking forward to this once I remembered what we were talking about. Was really looking forward to this. And my one success story is actually my best friend. We've been friends since we were four. And after a terrible, 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 terrible situation, you know, relationship or whatever, this goes way back when Yahoo used to have Yahoo Personals. This is before eHarmony got real big.
And all of those. I still got their personals.
Yes, yeah, she went on Yahoo Personals. And one of the first connects she got on Yahoo Personals is now her husband after 7.5 years.
Oh, yay. Oh, awesome. Yes. We're giving you hand claps. I love love
story.
You
know what? So, oh, my God. I got to say this. I had to do this. I went on KristenMingle.com.
Yes.
So
I wanted to talk
different.
About them.
Guess what? They're the same people that's on the other dating site.
Yes,
crazy people.
They absolutely are. They're on the same. So you can go to Black People Meet and you'll find those people. You go to Christian Mingle, you'll find those people. And what's happening, people are spreading themselves around.
If you are on multiple sites, you have a better chance of meeting someone than just being on one particular site.
You know what? And I can respect that. This is my thing. Their names on Black People Meet, I don't know why people don't like using their real names or whatever, but they use these crazy screen names, right, on Black People Meet. On Christian Mingle, they use their real name.
Well, I think because they feel like
because it's a different type of a site.
I know. And their profiles are different.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you
know, I don't know if I would do that. If I'm on multiple sites, I'm just going to be the same damn person on every damn site.
Right, thank you. That's what I'm
be one.
I just their profiles are different. I can see multitasking your profile on different sites because you expand yourself. I see that part. But when I was looking, I'm like, oh, I saw that guy. I had to flip my screen and go, oh, my God, that's the same person.
I think people go with whatever the trend is. So whatever the trend is on one site is the trend that they follow. And then whatever the trend is on another site is the trend that they follow. And you will find people from place to place to place because, like Uli said, you're trying to maximize your opportunities to meet people. But according to the statistics that are out there now, they're saying that more people are meeting people, their husbands, wives, long-term commitment relationships from online dating sites.
But what happens to meet somebody
just,
in a grocery store?
Yeah,
what happens to meet somebody in a grocery store? Or your homegirl hooking you up or introducing? What happened to that?
I think things are still there.
They're not as prevalent as they used to be.
Right. You have a party and bring a whole bunch of single people together.
It depends. I think our standards are a little higher today. So I think, Nateh, you know what we did behind doors, and I think that person is wonderful. I think he is a great, wonderful. Now,
yes.
I don't know
where
he is as far as a relationship because be there. We're family. So
I think also, too, with the sites, it helps to take some of the work out of it. It's like, okay, I know this person likes this, and this.
Because
we already have five things in common.
And I think maybe I'm just a pessimist because I don't think you really tell the real who you are when you're on those sites. Are you romantic? Oh, absolutely. Are you domestic? Oh, yes.
I love to cook. And trust me, gentlemen, being able to cook a hot dog is not cooking. It's not. It's just not. I'm sorry. It's not.
Then they'll ask up like, do you cook because you're hungry or do you cook because you love cooking? Some of them will tell you the truth and say, I cook because I'm hungry and I got to eat. And some of them will go, I love to cook for her and I love to sit your ass down. You like to order in and act like you. So I don't think, not to say all, I'm just saying, I don't know. Maybe I just don't feel like it's for me, so I don't have all the positive things to say about it.
Chick, I have a question. Did you also go on to eHarmony or Match.com, either of those?
Yes, I did.
Because
yes,
I know their profiles
It's so long.
It takes like 2 days.
Yes. I was like, the hell, let me call an assistant. This is not for me to be filling
right.
out.
Right, and the reason why they say they do that is because it helps to weed out people.
No, let me tell you what happened, because I did two profiles on both. I let my right hand do one, and I was like, tell the truth. And then I did one that I thought was totally fake, totally opposite of me.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever you put in your profile is what you're going to get back. And then I met four guys from eHarmony, and they were like, filling out the profile, and they admitted, girl, and on that, as long as that thing is, you just start saying anything that sounds good. And it's not
right,
that
and that's
it's
the point. It's long to deter some people, and then if you go all the way through it, then they figure, okay, you really must want to do it. But what I do like now,
do,
I believe
they do come up with some matches. I mean, you do that profile, you can
yes.
work from your computer. You're gonna have
now,
50 matches for
well,
real.
Well, let me say, I did eHarmony, and I filled out that long profile, and they told me
that's
they didn't have anybody for me.
That's where you got the no I one from.
What'd you say?
Is that where you got the no-eye one from?
No, that was Yahoo Personal. But eHarmony, they told me they didn't have anybody for me. So I did all of that. They didn't have any
wow.
matches for me.
No.
So it's like,
but you know
what?
Okay, you know, I'm not going to lie. Both of my profiles on eHarmony, this is no lie, I only had white men. I had two black men, mostly white.
Wow.
My yeah, real profile point. And my fake one on eHarmony and on Match.com. I was going, what the hell? And so it was just so funny to me, and I was like, okay, this
well,
is
has anybody seen
thing.
What I believe is is it Match.com? They have, and what, and this ties into what Uli and Terry were saying, well, actually all of you, with, you know, what happened to meeting people and going to the grocery store and your girlfriend hooking
yeah.
you up. Well, now Match.com actually has these things called hookups where
yes.
people on there, people who have done profiles, there are different events that go on in your area. So if you've got a profile up and it's in your area, they'll invite you to come out to these events so you actually get to see and meet some of these people who
so
are on
like
the site with you.
Not a speed dating.
Right. So
no,
it's actually
you do an activity together, a cooking activity. Atlanta has one called Meetup, so you don't have to do a profile. I was so happy for
I'm
that.
I'm
you don't
up.
Have
I'm,
to do
yeah.
a profile. They just send you these events, and they'll tell you if it's a singles event or whatever, and you go. And we did a cooking thing. Oh, my God, I had a ball.
Yeah.
And, it wasn't
and I do like
about,
that.
Yeah, and I advocate. Oh, my God, I had a ball. You get to network
because you're
with
interacting,
other people.
Right. You're actually
yeah.
interacting with another person, not just via technology. So, like, you get to see if Adam Jones really looks like Adam Jones's picture before
yeah.
you even waste your time
Hi.
Going on a quote-unquote date
else.
With him.
And then it's not just you and him or you and her. It's a group of people sharing this event. And people who have a natural attraction, whatever, pair off before it's over. Or you make some friends or you have some business contacts. I thought that was the best thing ever.
I think that's a great feather in their cap for doing that.
So the purpose of that is not to date and meet someone. It's just kind of, you know, to feel it out
no.
and
it,
see.
If the sparks fly, they fly. But if
yeah.
it's actually just an opportunity for everyone to kind of get together and get from behind the computer screen just to kind of say, okay, you know what, we're all in the same area, we're all looking for the same thing, maybe you're the right person for me. And like you said, it's always an opportunity to network and to mingle and to talk to people and to see if you guys are on the same page, because you very well could meet somebody who is there at the event who may not necessarily show up on your profile, but because you actually now are interacting with that individual, there may be something between you and that individual that works out.
Mm-hmm. But you
ladies,
know, also not forget that these
ever.
Are huge money makers. It's a huge money
ladies,
makers.
Of
ladies,
course. Let me give you my closing remark because I have to leave. I have to close out tonight. I think if it works for you, it works for you. Like I said, I don't like blind dates. I need to see and know where I'm going, who I'm meeting, who I'm talking to. And meeting you in the supermarket is fine. If I watch you walk outside and see what car you're getting in, I'm like,
you are.
You get to check out all your markers up front. Got it.
But I mean, you know, for me,
don't meet Uli and be in the supermarket with a hoopty.
Only
yeah,
if he's going
right,
to the bus stop.
Right.
If he's going
walking
to the bus
outside,
stop, would that matter?
And then you're walking out, and your car only got three wheels, and mine looking worse than mine. We can't do that. Won't work. my thing is, wherever you find love, if it's true mm-hmm. love, if it's real love, if it works for you, I'm 100%.
All right, amen.
Oh, have a good evening.
Good night, Uli.
tonight.
We'll talk to you next week.
But you guys know what? I did meet the mister online. It wasn't a dating site. It was just a group where people just came to talk and play games and just to relax. And so I'm going to be totally honest. I'm a person that who apparently can talk to anybody about anything at any given time, and I don't have a problem with that. I am not that nervous person that, oh, my God, what am I going to wear? What am I going to do? I'm not going to lie. Met the mister. We were playing around online. Things got serious. We started talking. Our first meet, I was the biggest girly girl ever.
Oh, wow.
What am I
doing?
My hair. Oh, my God. I packed for a week, and that's not me. I'm that person that's running in the door 5 minutes before I got to go opening up a suitcase and throwing things in there. I'm good. No,
but
I
think that's
I
one of the reasons why
everywhere.
The dating sites are successful, because people aren't comfortable. Like, you're
right.
Comfortable. And but even as comfortable as you are, because you're very comfortable in your own skin, but like you said, you were nervous. You know, so it was like, oh, my gosh, oh, my gosh, oh, my gosh.
Yes.
But I think people are still so – I think people want to kind of take a lot of the guesswork out of it, which in actuality is how you get to really know people.
And I think it's a lot harder online because you don't know if the people are being honest. So you have to do even more detective work. So
I think if you go into it looking for, and that's with anything that you do, no matter how you meet people, if you go into it looking for the negative, you're going to find the negative. I go into things, anything that I do, everything that I do, with an open mind, not knowing, not expecting this certain response or that certain response, not expecting people to lie or whatever. I didn't know whether these guys were going to lie. Of course, we all know I didn't care, because I was lying about the whole date thing. But the whole thing, what it turned out to be, the whole experience turned out to be really great for me, because, like I said, I made some friends. And I got to know some people, and we got to have some really good discussions. I got to talk to some guys that I never would have talked to otherwise, because I wouldn't have seen them. We don't travel in the same circles or whatever. I met a neighbor I get to hang out with at my tavern now. But I have to go into an open mind. If I would have went, if I think if you go into anything, a blind date, a regular date, somebody you met on your own in the grocery store, and he. You're nervous about it, but if you're already nervous as it is, but if you go into it thinking, oh, everybody lies, everybody does this, everybody does that, I think you're going to make your experience negative because you're putting it out there.
Well,
yeah,
what
you
about
have to be open, like you said, and I think you need to use the spirit of discernment to, you know, pick up on things that are off.
I totally agree with that. Any little thing that's off, don't do it. Just don't.
But you know what, with the same, and you're absolutely right about how you go into it, because some people go into it automatically looking for love, and you can't go into it with that either, because when that first experience doesn't work out the way that you expected it to, then you're crushed, you're broken, your feelings are hurt, you know, and you may, you know, become pessimistic or whatever. I think people have to look at it as a tool to help you meet people, not necessarily as a tool to fall in love.
That's
not what that is. And unfortunately, a lot of the dating sites promote that in that way, in the sense of that, you know, we find more love, more relationships, more marriages, you know, the two big ones, eHarmony and Match.com.
That's
the premise that they stand on. If you watch any commercial that they have, you know, they're always talking about their numbers in marriages and you know, relationships. And, you know, people can't go into it saying, okay, I'm going to set up this profile on eHarmony, and in 6 months I want to be in love. Yeah, good luck with that. Let me know how that works out for you.
And, you know, I would love to hear from the people that have gone on eHarmony a couple of times and did not have such a great success, because eHarmony, of course, they're not, but you never hear about
they
those.
Act like
you never hear about the bail.
They act like everything that if you go on their site, it's a wrap.
Again, they didn't find anybody for
like
me.
That.
Couldn't find, and you know, and another thing, Tanya, one of y'all said it, but you gotta follow your gut. You gotta listen to your gut.
You have to.
And
you have to.
I'm gonna share an experience, and it wasn't online dating, but I was in Jamaica and I was going for a wedding, and they're talking to a female friend, and this guy is just inserting himself in our conversation. To make a long story short, he was part of the same wedding party.
So I thought he was safe. Like, okay. So in Jamaica, he feels like, you know, we can hook up, Nate, and he comes to my room and butt naked, mandingo, all of that lovely, fine, chalk, all of that. But my thing was, no, I don't know you, ain't no, mm-mm. All of his inches were like 2 inches away from me, and I'm like, no, don't know you. It ain't rolling like that. To make a long story short, this dude.
Inches. How many inches are you talking?
I'm about to use that expression. I'm surely about to take that.
Girl,
ooh,
I mean.
All your inches is in my face.
Girl, well, you know what? And I, you know, I, girl, but anyway, he happened to live in L.A. close to me. And so, you know, being lonely can be a dangerous thing. Because I said, okay,
yes.
You know what, I'm going to entertain homeboy because there's somebody I really particularly want to be with. Never kissed him, never did anything with him. Knew I didn't want to date him, but I was just occupying time. One night
and
I was getting ready for him to come over.
In.
That's dangerous. One night I was getting ready for him to come over. I was in the mirror. And, you know, for people that believe that God speaks to you, I heard the Lord say, if you don't give it to him today, he's going to take it from you. Mm. So that night I had to cancel all of that. So, you know, a couple of weeks go by, and I let my guard down, my defense. One day, you know, I let him come over in the afternoon. Kids hadn't even gotten home from school yet. I thought it was safe. The blinds were open and everything.
Girl,
he came in. What'd you say?
I said, what does that mean?
Yes, he came over.
Exactly.
He came over. And so we were sitting on the couch. Again, never kissed him, never nothing. He said, all right, Nate. He said, all right, and just as plain as they are, right, Nate, I want you to go down on me.
Oh.
I said, yes. No, and I'm putting it out there because hopefully somebody's listening, they can learn, they can help them. I said, are you crazy? In a matter of seconds, he jumped up off of my couch, snatched my blinds down, took my Manila cargo pants that I love, ripped them off of me in one grab, knocked me on the floor. And you know how the stuff just goes by so quickly? I'm saying, no, please, please, please don't, please don't, please don't, please don't. To find yourself in a situation like that, it's crazy. I had a big wall mirror, and I was so because I was crawling back on the floor on my elbows, thinking I was going to bust my head through the mirror. And I kept saying, please don't, please don't, please don't, please don't. Mind you, he snatched my pants off. I said, please don't. And he stopped.
Wow.
He came to his senses. And to me, I could have gone crazy, cussed him out, screamed, but something in me kept saying, be calm, be calm, be calm, be calm. This man is 6'5", you are 5'2.5". Be calm because you don't want him to snap again. So I just, you know, sitting there, and he's, you know, and I don't have to do this, I won't do this, I won't do this, and asking, I say, okay, I need you to leave, I need you to leave, I need you to leave, and still asking me, can I come over tonight, never thinking he did anything wrong, but I had the warning. I let my guard down.
Oh,
can I tell you how
being lonely puts you in a vulnerable,
yes,
vulnerable place,
yes,
and you have to be very, very careful.
Yes.
And people,
extremely.
And I will go back to something Sig said. Some people on these sites are desperate. They are looking for something or someone to complete them. And unfortunately, the marketing that they're doing on these sites is saying that. It is saying that we have someone for everyone. No matter who you are, how you are, we have someone for everyone. Pay us whatever,
yes,
it is per month, and we will find your perfect match for you. So when you are in coming out of a bad situation or when you've just been alone for so long and you're really, really looking for someone to complete you, I miss cuddling with someone. I miss being able to go to the family functions and have someone. I'm going to go on here and I'm going to meet this person and they're going to be my all in all. And like you said, it can go very, very wrong.
People
can wind up in some very precarious situations.
If you have even one inkling, don't do it.
Don't do it.
Don't,
and I should have listened.
All. I went on 50 days, and even a guy in my neighborhood does not know where I live. No,
yes,
don't do it because that was a dangerous situation. And
dangerous.
For me, I would have caught a case because I have guns. I would have just shot him and told God he brought
it
on himself.
You know what? I lived in, and you know, we have a caller on the line, Nerlene, and I want to bring Nerlene in. But the thing is, I lived in L.A. by myself. I didn't have any family. So this guy was already, you know, driving by my house, calling friends and asking, you know, where I was. He could have done anything. He could have done anything.
It was a tough situation to be in, and by God's grace, here.
But
because
Nerlene,
that could have went real left.
Nerlene, thank you for calling the Every Woman Talk Show. Welcome.
Oh, thank you for having me. Thank you.
So, Nerlene, we're talking about online dating, and we want to know if you have any feedback, if you want to share your experiences with us.
Oh, wow, just one?
Oh, we'll listen. We'll, yeah, exactly.
Well, first of all, I just want to say to the lady who just told her story, I'm glad she's okay and everything turned out fine. She's still here with us.
Yes.
I do have a story that happened to me about 3 years ago.
Mm.
Wow. I went out with this guy who seemed great. We talked for about 3 weeks on the phone. We enjoyed each other. We had a nice time. We clicked. It seemed like this person was made for me. God created this person for me. So 3 weeks later, we decided to meet in person. It was on a Saturday, and we met. We still clicked. We found each other attractive. And that day, my mistake was we went out. We spent the whole day together. I went with him to run his errands. He went with me to run my errands. And everything seemed to be fine. The next day, he used to play for an event in New York on Sunday mornings. So that next day, he invited me to go with him to play, and he also played for his church. He had an event that afternoon. I ended up going with him. I felt as though, okay, we clicked, like, oh, my God, this is, like, awesome. This is, you know, wow, I can't believe this is happening. We clicked so much, and I want to see where this goes. So the day that I went with him to the church event, after the church event was over, that day I spent the whole day with him from, like, 9 o'clock that morning to 7 that evening when we left the church. When we leave the church, I actually ended up going out to New York on my own because he had to be there earlier, and I couldn't make it that early. He had to be there at 7, and I couldn't make it until a little later. So I told him I will meet him there. And he said, okay, no problem. I will give you a ride home when we leave because I don't want you traveling that late by yourself. No problem. This guy, when we leave the church, he ends up dropping someone off in New York, Manhattan. We were in Brooklyn at that time where his church was. He ended up dropping someone off in Manhattan, and he says to me when he drops that person off, where do you want me to drop you off at? And I said, well, I want you to take me home. I said, I'm going home. He said, well, I'll take you home. Okay, so I'm thinking, okay, no problem, take me to Penn Station. Like, I know how to get home from New York Penn Station, so take me to New York Penn Station. I can't take you there either.
Mm.
So he takes me to Paramus, New Jersey, where Paramus Mall on a Sunday night, and if
which
anybody
is
knows
cool.
where Paramus
is closed,
there's no buses running that late on a Sunday night. There's no... Like, all it is highway in the back. It's a mall. The mall is closed. There's no stores around it. Parking lot. It's kind of desolate. And there's a highway, just like the highway in back. And I'm calling Pat, and he drops me off there. And I'm like, because he lives in Paramus, New Jersey.
Mm.
And I'm thinking, like, okay, it kind of... It was unreal to me, like, just out of the blue, all of a sudden something changed because when we left the church, he's taking me home. That was fine, but all of a sudden, he gets out the car, he goes in the store, comes back down, and all of a sudden, he can't take me home. So I'm thinking, like, okay, what is this guy going to do to me? Like, all of a sudden, you drop me off somewhere that's desolate. There's nowhere, I mean, there's no buses running. I'm calling cab companies and they're booked and some are closed and some are booked and I would have to wait, like some of them were like an hour and a half wait.
Did you ever get
a sense during the entire time that you were with him that something just wasn't right, that something was off, or that,
yeah,
maybe,
that maybe
he had changed
too good
a little
true.
Different? So, you know, because you said for the 3 weeks you guys clicked while you talked, and you felt that you clicked when you first met him. Did you maybe start to sense that something was a little different or something was a little off kilter?
That Sunday morning when, I mean, I don't know, I just felt some kind of way because you invite me somewhere, and that's fine. You invite me somewhere, and if I have to pay out of my own pocket, I would, but you invited me and to your event. But number one, you didn't pay for me. Number two, I had to pay out of my own pocket and set aside a table for me. You understand? And
yeah.
To me, that's kind of like, okay. I mean, I'm fine. I can understand, like, if something happened. But just that whole situation made me, it kind of was a red flag.
See, and that's the problem.
If I felt that way that morning,
right,
I mean,
that's what
I
I'm thinking.
Went. The first inkling, and I tell anybody this, I don't care how you meet the person or whatever is going on or how well everything is working, the first moment that you feel like something just isn't right, it's not. And
always
it could
trust
be just
yourself.
That you're maybe moving too fast, whatever. But back off. I wouldn't have. I'm glad that you're safe. How did you make it home?
I actually called a friend of mine from church, and she was all. She was all the way in Jersey City at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But she drove, she left where she was, drove and came and got get me.
And he's
thank
in
God.
A church. He's in church. Wow.
Okay. Right, and I'm going there next, which means, you know, a lot of times we, and I don't say we as in necessarily us ladies, but, you know, we as a society, we put labels on people, or if you're a part of something, if you're doing something, we think that that person's a little safer than someone else. And there is no barrier. There is no, oh, because you go to church that you're okay, you know, or because you're a corporate guy making six figures, you're okay. No, whenever your gut tells you something's not right,
something's not right,
and it doesn't matter what the title is or what they do or what they participate in. Wrong is wrong, and it can creep into any organization, any work practice, or anything. It really
exactly.
doesn't matter.
Well, ladies, we only have about five minutes left to the show, and it's been such an interesting conversation. And once again, we can go on and on and on, but we just want to get some closing thoughts right now. Jackie, we're going to start with you and follow up. Sid, you're going to follow up. We're going to get closing thoughts on our topic tonight. Anything you want to throw in there?
On online dating, I think Sid hit it right on the head. You have to go into it with an open mind. Don't necessarily go into it expecting anything. Don't expect it to be bad. Don't expect it to be great. Don't expect it to be your catalyst to love. Go into it with the perception or ideal of, you know what, it's an opportunity for me to meet people. And whatever happens from this is what happens to this. Because what's the old saying? Sometimes you got to kiss a lot of frogs before you get a prince. It's just because it's an online dating site and they boast love and relationships, it doesn't mean it's going to happen for you. But like Sig said, you can meet some amazing people. You can network. You can make some friends. Go into it with that mindset. That way you're not crushed when things don't happen the way that you think that they're supposed to.
All right, Sig.
As far as the online dating thing, I agree with what Jackie just said, everything that we've said. I also will have to reiterate, when it comes to dating anyone, being in any situation, if you feel even the slightest bit uncomfortable, don't proceed. Don't do it. Let somebody know. I know we're all about my privacy. Nobody needs to know what I'm doing. You need to find one person.
Absolutely.
You can tell I'm going to be here with this crazy person I don't really know. And you need to give up some phone numbers and some names, whatever information you have on that person.
Yes.
But if you get that uncozy feeling, I need for you not to do it. My Black History moment for this week, I've got to say it. Had an interesting meeting with some kids, and my Black History moment is not necessarily go back and learn your history. My Black History moment is to find one of our youth and share something about Black history that they may not know. Allow them to have a conversation with you, and you will be amazed at what you do not know.
Amen.
Amen to that. My Amen. Thoughts on online dating, I'm still a little leery. I think it works for some. I just had some experiences, and I'm not too interested in going that route anytime soon. But if it works for you, then awesome. I'll take the old-fashioned route where somebody does an introduction or I meet you at the grocery store. With that in mind, I just want to thank Nerlene and all of our callers for calling in and our listeners for listening in tonight. Want to again remind you that June 14th is the Relay for Cancer event at Shabazz High School in Newark, so please go to relayforlife.org and find the Every Woman Pay group and donate. The Game Strong Sports Talk Show with Trey Davis airs Monday nights at 8 p.m. There's No Man Up Talk Show this Friday in observance for the, you know, for the Easter holiday. And, of course, the Every Woman Talk Show is here every Tuesday with, you know, the hot chicks bringing you the hot topics, right? I mean,
right.
You can't go wrong with that. So, and also the Relationship Show, the Sexy Show, is Sundays at 8 p.m. So wherever you are, whatever you're doing, we just want to send you some love, and hopefully you love us in return. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you to the Shadow Worlds family. We couldn't do what we do without you. So good night, and have a great week.
Good night,
good night, everybody.
Good night, ladies.
Good night.
Besides, relationships are for people that are just waiting for something better to come along.
Spoken like a cynic.
I'm not a cynic. I'm a realist.
You are a realist masquerading as a cynic who is secretly an optimist.
Because of the way it was delivered.
How do you think a woman should put that to a man? How do you think that a woman should say to a man, this doesn't work for me? Or, you know, I'm not getting what I need from you.
Just so excited because tonight is the premiere of the Every Woman Talk Show. I am Natae, one of your co-hosts, and I am joined by a fantastic panel of women this evening. Uli, Signature, and Jackie, we're all sisters with different opinions. So for the next hour, we're going to talk about